This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khemire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli addresses International Conference on Human Rights Institutions of Asia and Pacific Region on gender inclusiveness, says government is committed to ensuring social justice and equality. Health Ministry directs government hospitals and health facilities to operate OPD services on public holidays as well. International Relations Committee of Parliament asks government to make appointment of ambassadors inclusive and transparent. And at least 51 people killed and 271 others injured in a Russian missile strike on the city of Poltava in central Ukraine. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said government is committed to ensuring social justice and equality in the country. The Prime Minister's remark came during his address to the three-day International Conference on Human Rights Institutions of Asia and Pacific Region on Gender Inclusiveness, organized by National Human Rights Commission in Kathmandu. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli stated that the government was committed to abiding by constitutional provisions on fundamental rights and executing the international commitments and agreements. The Prime Minister informed the international conference that Nepal had guaranteed at least 33% women participation in all the bodies of the three tiers of the governments. More than 150 representatives from 19 countries of Asia and Pacific region are participating in the three-day conference. Prime Minister and CPN-UML chairperson KP Sharma Oli has said his party will not form a coalition with any political party in the upcoming parliamentary elections. Addressing the third Politburo meeting of the party at the central office in Lalitpur yesterday, UML chairperson Oli stated that a collaboration could be made with other political parties based on election results, but he denied possibility of forming a coalition before the elections. The chairperson emphasized for smooth functioning of the party's organizations and implementing its action plans. Meanwhile, the annual plan of action of the CPN-UML was presented in yesterday's Politburo meeting of the party. UML General Secretary Sankar Pokhrel presented the party's annual action plan in the meeting held at the party central office in Lalitpur Chaso. The action plan includes party membership, expansion and documentation, regular conventions of the party and people's organizations, evaluation of the party committees and leaders and cadres. Similarly, the action plan also includes effective mobilization of the government and people's representatives and reaching out to the people with the services provided by the government. All Politburo members are scheduled to air their views today. The action plan will be disclosed after finalizing based on the recommendations received from the Politburo members. The International Relations and Tourism Committee of the House of Representatives has drawn attention of the government to pay heed to proportional inclusive principle while recommending the names of Nepali ambassadors to various countries. The committee meeting held discussion with Minister for Foreign Affairs at Singhadarbar yesterday and directed the government to make appointments of ambassadors inclusive and transparent. The committee also held discussion with Foreign Minister about recently held India visit and appointment of ambassadors. On the occasion, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Rana Dewa claimed that her recent official visit to India enhanced the mutual goodwill and promoted cooperation and collaboration between the two countries. The timeline of the Parliamentary Investigation Special Committee on the Misuse of Cooperative Funds has been extended by 14 days. The meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday unanimously endorsed a proposal seeking the extension of the Probes Committee's timeline. Similarly, President of the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee of the Parliament, Amar Bahadur Thapa, presented the committee's report on the Public Service Broadcasting Bill. He also presented the report of the Committee on Nepal University Bill in the National Assembly. Likewise, the House of Representatives also approved the proposal to send the Securities Bill First Amendment and the proposal to send the Economic Procedure and Fiscal Responsibility Bill First Amendment to the concerned committees for clause-wise discussions. The Ministry of Health and Population has directed 34 government hospitals and health facilities to operate the outpatient department OPD services also on public holidays. Health Ministry spokesperson Dr. Prakash Budathoki confirmed that the Ministry had sent circular to the hospitals urging them to operate the OPD services on public holidays as well. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers some days back had sent a letter to the Health Ministry asking it to ensure that the government hospital provide all services, including the OPD services, on public holidays. The government issued this directive after it received complaints about government hospitals and health facilities not delivering all types of health services on public holidays. Defence Minister Manbir Rai has instructed Nepali Army to expedite construction activities to complete Kathmandu Tarai Madhes fast track on the slated time. During the annual progress review of fiscal year 2023 and 24 and ministry level development problem solving committee meeting organized at the Defence Ministry yesterday, Minister Rai stressed the need of completing the construction of the National Pride project at the earliest. The overall physical progress of the under-construction fast track is 35.38% and the financial progress is 36.66% so far. Qatar's ambassador to Nepal, Michel bin Mohammed Al Ansari, yesterday paid a courtesy visit to Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Badri Prasad Pandey, at the Tourism Ministry. During the meeting, they discussed potential initiatives to enhance mutual interest, cultural exchange and tourism development, as well as address civil aviation matters. According to the ministry, the discussions also included considerations for Nepal Airlines to adopt strategies used by Qatar Airways, which is recognized as the world's leading airline. Officials from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs were also in attendance. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Paudel has said government is working to achieve economic growth by investing in new projects. During a meeting with Teresa Daban Sanchez, the International Monetary Fund IMF resident representative for Nepal, the Finance Minister reiterated government's dedication to carefully evaluating loans and investments in results-oriented projects. He also expressed the government's commitment to implementing policy reforms advised during the fourth review of the IMF Extended Credit Facility for Nepal. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. On to an international update now. At least 51 people have been killed and 271 others injured in a Russian missile strike on the city of Poltava in central Ukraine. A military academy and a nearby hospital were hit. Ukraine's land forces confirmed that military personnel were killed in the attack. People did not have enough time to get to the bomb shelters after the air raid alarm sounded, according to Ukraine's Ministry of Defense. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Lumbini Province and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province, Kandaki Province and Lumbini Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Gopi Sharma Oli addresses International Conference of Human Rights Institutions of Asia and Pacific Region on Gender Inclusiveness, says government is committed to ensuring social justice and equality. Health Ministry directs government hospitals and health facilities to operate OPD services on public holidays as well. International Relations Committee of Parliament asks government to make appointment of ambassadors inclusive and transparent. And at least 51 people killed and 271 others injured in a Russian missile strike on the city of Poltava in central Ukraine. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.